Reagan Harris, narration.
So, we've seen many parallels between the internet as we know it today and the world of telegraphy in the 19th century. Both spawned online crime, online sex, and individually changed the world almost instantly. But just as the very first online connections were made with extremely slow 110 character per second modems, the first telegraphs came in the form of optical operations, including the use of smoke signals, beacons, or reflected light. They operated not in dots and dashes, but very slowly with a code called semaphore. Semaphores were able to convey information more precisely than smoke signals and beacons and consumed no fuel. Messages could be sent at much greater speed than post riders and could serve entire regions. However, like beacons, smoke, and reflected light signals, semaphores were highly dependent on good weather and daylight to work. They required operators and towers every 30 kilometers, 20 miles, and could only accommodate about 2 words per minute. Electric telegraphs would both increase the speed of transmission and reduce the cost of sending a message 30 times compared to semaphores, and could be used non-stop, 24 hours a day, independent of the weather or daylight.